Welcome back to NewsRamp Environmental and Energy for Friday morning, May 8th, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
Green energy breaks. American Fusion Inc. advances 5MW Texitron pre-production unit toward testing. American Fusion Inc. has made significant progress with its 5MW Texitron pre-production unit as fabrication partners in Odessa, Texas, complete the structural frame. This milestone marks the company's transition from prototype development to integrated system assembly and controlled testing. The unit will undergo further integration work before being shipped to the Fort Worth facility for system testing, diagnostics, validation, and safety evaluations.
UGI to bring together energy leaders to showcase next generation of power. UGI Utilities, Inc. is set to host Powering the Future, a gathering of energy leaders to discuss the future of natural gas in meeting energy demands. The event will take place on May 15, 2026 at UGI's Learning Center. With over 760,000 customers, UGI is at the forefront of shaping a next generation of power.
Western U.S. states leverage AI in wildfire detection. Western U.S. states are now utilizing AI technology for early wildfire detection. Recently, in Arizona's Coconino National Forest, a surveillance camera detected a potential fire through an AI system. Companies like D-Wave Quantum Inc. are pioneering advanced technologies like quantum computing to enhance this system. This innovative approach could revolutionize wildfire prevention and response efforts.
Study shows careful wind energy location can spare scenic landscapes. A recent study reveals that strategic placement of wind farms in Europe can help protect scenic landscapes while maintaining affordable electricity generation. However, challenges persist at regional levels where renewable energy goals clash with landscape preservation. In other news, Max Power Mining Corp. explores extracting natural hydrogen as an alternative energy source, potentially easing the need for further industrial development.
A comparison of ownership costs between used EVs and gas cars. Used electric vehicle sales are on the rise, closing in on prices of gas cars. In March, sales surged by 27.7% compared to last year and 53.9% from February, driven by a wave of vehicles coming off leases between late 2022 and 2023. Companies like Massimo Group are increasing EV availability, potentially reducing ownership costs. How homeowners, renters could benefit from balcony solar. Rooftop solar panels are found in just 5% to 7% of American households due to high installation costs, building constraints, and landlord restrictions. A smaller scale alternative, known as plug-in or balcony solar, is drawing attention as a more accessible option. As more families acquire these systems, solar energy companies like GeoSolar Technologies, Inc. could come up with variations designed to meet the needs of different sizes of families.
Billion-dollar breaks, McCune Inc. reports Q1 results, advances plan to reach 250,000 to 300,000 geos by 2030. McCune Inc., a leading mining company, has reported strong first quarter 2026 financial results and outlined its plan to increase annual production to 250,000 to 300,000 gold equivalent ounces by 2030. The company is making progress on various projects in Canada, the U.S., South Mexico, and Argentina, including mine development, resource growth, and expansion initiatives. For more information, visit the company's newsroom.
Mission Iry News Breaks. Energy Fuels Inc. NYSE American IUQUU reports. Q1 results highlights $956.60 million in working capital, $36 million in revenue, $8.30 million in cash from operating activities, and a reduced net loss of $10.80 million. The company produced 790,000 pounds of finished U308 and is advancing uranium, REE, and mineral sands development initiatives across its portfolio. Frontieras, North America, is revolutionizing coal with its FASS form technology, which deconstructs coal into high-value fuels and industrial products without burning it. This breakthrough process aims to provide abundant, affordable energy solutions and create diverse revenue streams from coal. With coal still dominating global electricity generation, Frontieras' innovative approach could reshape the future of energy production.
Mission IR News breaks: Olinox Industries to implement 1-for-10 reverse stock split May 8th. Olinox Industries is set to implement a 1-for-10 reverse stock split of its common stock on May 8th, 2026, at 12:01 a.m. Eastern Time. This move aims to boost the company's share price to meet NASDAQ's $1 minimum bid requirement, reducing outstanding shares from around 10.2 million to about 1.2 million while maintaining stockholder ownership percentages.
Nevada Organic Phosphate Inc. begins drill mobilization at flagship Murdoch Mountain Project. Nevada Organic Phosphate Inc. has commenced drill mobilization at its flagship Murdoch Mountain Project in Nevada. The 2026 program aims to enhance continuity, thickness, and grade of the Meade Peak Zone. The company's focus on organic phosphate aligns with the demand for raw phosphate rock in organic agriculture. With site readiness completed, the exploration target ranges are conceptual, pending further drilling.
Renewable energy notches new records in the U.S. and globally. Renewable energy in the U.S. hit record highs in 2025 and 2026, with solar and wind sources supplying over a quarter of the country's electricity. Despite federal policies favoring fossil fuels, companies like Frontieras North America Inc. are innovating the use of solid hydrocarbons. These advancements could reshape the energy landscape. For more news on green energy, visit greenenergystocks.com.
Investor News breaks: McEwen Inc. to host Q1 2026 conference call May 7th. McEwen Inc. will host a conference call on May 7th, 2026 at 11 a.m. EDT to discuss Q1 financial results and project developments. Investors are invited to join the call, which will include a Q&A session. For more details, visit the company's newsroom.
XYME opens EV development facility in Germany as it targets European market. XYME has established an EV research and design center in Munich, Germany, signaling its aim to enter the European market. Led by former BMW executive Rudolf Dietrich, the facility is focused on adapting Xiaomi's vehicles to European safety standards and consumer expectations. The company plans to debut in Germany in 2027, with ambitions to become one of the top five global automakers.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.